Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise. To wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, the final wild card spot. Devers skies one to right. Way up there. And gone. Another one for Rafi Devers. And Kyle Freeland, the benches are clearing. Devers is trying to round the bases. Freeland was unhappy. And now we got punches being thrown. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Dave Fleming on the call. NBC Sports Bay Area. And it's official, folks. Rafi Devers is now a San Francisco Giant. Moonshot after Kyle Freeland goes, what is he now? 4-50. What is he? How many wins has he got? 1, 2, 3? Doesn't even matter. What are you doing? What are you doing jawing at a guy in the very first inning? Because he's admiring home run? I don't even know if he was admiring the home run. Quite frankly, I didn't even know if he knew if it was fair or not.
And it was glaring. The sun was so out there. I think that he was kind of like looking down the line, like, is it down? Is it down?
That wasn't a pimp job yesterday. It wasn't.
He didn't even look at him.
But yesterday, as the San Francisco Giants, by the way, have earned the right now for us to discuss them once again on September 3rd, a day before the NFL season starts. Joe, as I say good morning to you. Yesterday, it was official, though, that Rafi Devers is now a San Francisco Giant. Good for him going at Freeland. Good for Willy Adames and Matt Chapman, the other two highest-paid players on that team, the other two pillars and leaders on that team, having his back and the entire team having his back. And the way this team is playing right now, yeah, they got action.
When was the last time the Giants showed some life? I'm talking about showed some real fight and some grit and some unity. When was the last time we've seen this team get aggravated?
It's been years.
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 Last night was the night. Not only did Rafi Devers become a Giant, but it just felt like Giants fans were finally united by the fire that was lit on that field by Kyle Freeland. You bum. You bum. Who do you think you are? 8 pitches into that game, you serve up a dunk down the line as Devers is staring at it, and he's looking. He's holding the bat. He's looking. Is it fair? Is it foul? Is it fair? Is it foul? Not doing anything. He barely bat flipped. 8 pitches into that, and you see it right now on our television screen as we're watching. You could see the sun as I was trying to explain. I don't think he knew if it was going to stay fair or not, or if he was going to get out. And Kyle Freeland, aggravated because he plays for the should-be-relegated Rockies, all right, goes over and starts jarring at him. And Rafi, who doesn't speak very well English, or at least we were led to believe because he has an interpreter.
Spoke well yesterday.
I could read the English coming through his lips on what he was telling Kyle Freeman he could go do, and I loved it. And let me tell you this. There's something about certain guys that just fire me up, all right? When I think of Robert Saleh coming back to the Niners, why is he so beloved? Because he shows emotion and passion on the sidelines when the head coach, that's just not his thing. That's just not his thing. Why do we love Fred Warner? Because Fred Warner will do a woo hit and then get up and then let everyone know about it. Yep. Why do we love Draymond Green? Even though we know Draymond might bite you. We know that he might bite you. He will take a block and then turn around and scream into the crowd and it energizes the entire Chase Center and we all love it and we're screaming off our couches watching Adamus run out there and Chapman run out there to defend their guy. That trio, when you throw in Devers, making as much money as they had with Logan Webb, the starting pitcher, sprinting on out there, and the rest of the Giants pouring out into the dugout. The Rockies woke us up, and Giants fans felt united. For the first time, it felt like finally the kindling was lit. This team has some passion.
And you know what I loved about that yesterday? That was great. That was awesome. You're on fire this morning, Joe. Willie Adamas and Chapman both obviously getting ejected from the game alongside Kyle
Freeland. Ridiculous.
But you know what?
It's ridiculous.
You know what? That's fine. Because the guys that came in after them, Casey Schmidt and Dom Smith, balled out.
Absolutely.
And that is what it was telling for me. That was a team win yesterday.
100%.
A total team effort. And them rallying around their superstar, their franchise guy. And I'll say it again, and I'll say it all morning. Yesterday in Colorado, against the Rockies, who, by the way, another reason Kyle Freeland's upset, they have 39 wins. That was their 100th loss yesterday.
Joey was 100. He was eight pitches into the game. He was eight pitches into the game. What a clown. What a clown. And Rafi didn't show him up. It's not 1904. It's 2025.
He didn't even bat flip. He took a while. He didn't know if it was going to be a home run or not. Literally, that's how I looked
into it. As guys are doing bow and arrows and salutes from second base when they hit a Texas leaguer, you're mad at Rafi Devers? Be mad at yourself. Yeah. In the words of Mac Minister, don't hate the player. Don't hate the game. Hate yourself.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NoCon Credit Union for a low rate auto loan apply online. Or just ask for First NoCon financing at the dealer. By the way, Kyle Freeland, I'm glad you brought up Draymond Green. It almost reminded me of when, the Warriors are without Steph, and Draymond wants to get ejected early of a game. Kyle Freeland's like, you know what? It's first inning. I don't have it. Let's just get ejected. Let's just go out at the pitcher. I got nothing. This is a stat line yesterday. Kyle Freeland, 0.0 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 earned runs. See you later. Goodbye.
Look, and watching Willie Adamas, look, I'm not ever going to condone violence, okay? That's not who I'm going to be considering all of the
it
terrible
wasn't even
things.
A brawl.
No, I know,
shoving.
But considering all the terrible things I've done, like, there are real life issues, right? This is a sports scrum. That wasn't a real fight. So don't pearl clutch, all right? Let's just call it what it is. How soft is Major League Baseball? Because Kyle Freeland started the entire thing and then here comes Chapman. He gave a push, and Adamas gave a push. A push?
I know.
A push? A push. As guys are throwing 100-mile-an-hour meatballs at each other's heads, a push is going to get you ejected from a game. I mean, Phil Cuzzy behind the plate. What a clown show. What a clown show. You spent 11 minutes of my time trying to figure it out of who you were going to blame, and you tossed Chapman and Adamas? How about you toss the Rockies out of Major League Baseball with their 33 wins? I mean, Jesus.
Excuse me, 39. Don't skimp up on those 6 wins. That's 39 and 100, Joe. 39 and 100. By the way, the Giants, back over 500. 5 games back of the New York Mets for the third and final wildcard spot. They ain't done yet.
I don't even care where this leads this year. Like, I don't care. They've lured me back in. Gosh dang you, Giants. You did it again to me. You lured me back in.
Just when I thought it was out, they pulled me right back in.
And this is what they do. But I got to say, there's a guy on this team that no one's been talking about. And Flem was bringing it up last night. And I love this kid. I don't even know how good he is. He might be a scrub, all right?
Gilbert.
Drew Gilbert is my guy. Yeah. There is something about this guy in the dugout. He fires everybody up. He's the little Energizer bunny. And they needed that. They had a bunch of flatliners. They bring in Adamas. He's got a little attitude, and in a good way. I'm talking about in a good way. He's very effervescent. They bring in Devers, and I think Devers, we've just totally typecasted him incorrectly. I think Devers is just an absolute assassin ball player. Yeah. That's who he is. He's out here to mash every single at bat. He's trying to go yard or go off the wall. About time the Giants had somebody like that. And by the way, don't let it be lost. That was the 30th home run of the year for him. Now, I know 16 of them came in Boston. This guy's about to have 35 and 110, maybe 120 when it comes to RBIs. He's at 97, I believe,
96.
Right now. 96 right now with 30 jacks. Let the record show he's the best left-handed hitter since Bonds. So all the people losing their minds because of the trade. Kyle Harrison has 11 starts in AAA and barely an under 4 ERA. Good for him. I'm rooting for him. I do that deal 10 out of 10 days.
He's hitting .464 over his last 10 games, Rafael Devers, too. 30 home runs, 96 jacks, and again yesterday, the moonshot in that first inning. Gets into it with starting pitcher for the Colorado Rockies, Kyle Freeland, who then gets just kicked out.
If you're going to talk,
what the hell are you doing?
Well,
like, seriously.
That's my thing.
I've never seen that to start a game. I don't think I've ever seen that. Literally.
It was the softest.
The second at bat.
Charmin-like thing I've ever seen. And then here's the thing. If you're going to talk that talk, do something. He waited for everybody to get in between. I watched the whole thing over and over again.
Like, I could, I honestly, like,
it was fake tough guy.
I could understand it if, like, it was the whole game and it's, like, the fourth or fifth inning and you're clearly struggling. Dude, you've thrown, like, how many, like, 10 pitches?
Yeah, I don't get it.
What are we doing here?
I don't get it.
That's what I didn't. So that's why I even said, Joe, I think he wanted to get ejected. I think he didn't even want to pitch yesterday.
And that might
and you know what? I don't want to pitch for the Rockies either if I'm him, because they suck. By the way, Logan Webb had some great sound bites. There's a lot of good sound bites after this game. And we got the guy that was on the call yesterday, Dave Fleming, joined us at 8:30.
I can't wait. I can't. I thought Javi Lopez was brilliant yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought Javi Lopez was brilliant.
He was great for the pitching perspective, too. He's like, dude, I get it. If I'm Freeland, I'm pissed, too. I get it. But you just got to own it, man.
No doubt.
You just got to wear it.
And, for so long, I've been waiting for somebody on this team to show me they care. I've kind of bashed Chapman regarding his temperament, and you can have a Chapman like guy if you got a couple of dudes with some pulses.
Yeah.
Like Matos has showed me a pulse this year. I feel like obviously Adames has showed me a pulse, and regarding like energy and Drew Gilbert coming up, I'm telling you, I don't know what this kid is, but he has an infectious personality.
Moxie.
And everybody is rallying around him. He's got, and I'm not saying this flippantly. There's a Dre Greenlaw-like intensity that he brings. He's not the impact between the lines just yet. We will see what his career ends up being. But there's something about when Dre's on that sidelines for the Niners, he would fire them up. When I see Drew Gilbert, there's something about this kid. He is dying to run out onto the field. There's this childlike energy, and I think this team desperately needed it. The fan base needed it.
And I want to hear from the fan base this morning, 888-957-9570. The Giants, again, I'm going to keep saying this, they have earned the right for us to now talk about them. As NFL season starts tomorrow, we're opening up today talking Giants baseball. I didn't think that was going to be the case a couple weeks ago, Joey, but they've earned the right for us to discuss them. And that game yesterday, it really was the win of the season. It was. And, to your point, they might not make the playoffs. They might not. But that looked like a galvanized team, a unit, everyone having each other's backs yesterday, and it was refreshing to see.
Look, Joe, in a game, and you referenced this earlier, but in a game where Adames and Chapman get tossed,
yep,
you get Dom Smith, yep, playing first base, making unbelievable plays at first. I don't know how they're going to figure this out. Dom Smith has to be a Giant next year. He has been incredible. Dom Smith, 9 for his last 30. He's batting almost .290 this year. .433 slugging. The check swing down the line was unbelievable. He has been a heaven send at first base.
He's been a model of consistency for this team.
Then you throw Devers at third. He was ear to ear smiling, playing third base, making plays on the move. I go, is that Pablo with a little more weight and a little more height? No, that's Rafi Devers playing the third base. You had Christian Kos playing shortstop for Adames, and then Casey Schmidt, who got rocked in the elbow the night before, he has to go out there and play second base, and he hits a home run in that game. And then, you know, Wilmer Flores, we totally forgot about him, he hits a home run in that game. Pat Bailey, he hits a home run in that game. Jungwoo Lee, he has multiple hits in that game, and a sliding catch. Like, the whole team responded yesterday. It was exactly what I wanted.
888-957-9570. We'd love your participation. Kyle, you are sweating.
I am sweating full bore. Yes, I did a big workout this morning.
There
I'm
it
sweating.
Is. There's that workout.
I did it yesterday.
What did you do? What was
I'm
the
back.
Workout? What was the workout today? Were you doing the home run trot like
today
Rocky Devers?
Was lats.
Okay.
And then some dumbbell things. And
okay,
yeah, I did a lot
go.
Of stuff.
Look at you.
Yeah,
right.
Some kettlebell in it.
All right, look at
yeah.
you. You're getting after
then
it.
And then I went into the steam room. I shaved. And I'm still on fire.
The steam room, that's what Kyle Freeland did yesterday. As soon as he walked off the mound, he just had to go hit
that
the steam
guy needed
room.
To ice bucket challenge himself for how weak that performance was.
We're going to hear from him after the game. We're going to hear from a lot of people. There was some media defending Kyle Freeland yesterday, too. That was kind of wild. We got Logan Webb talking about it. We're going to hear from the fans as well. 888-957-9570. As we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Rooted, San Francisco. And I mentioned it. Giants now 70-69 on the season. 500 on the road. And you just look at the standings right now. Again, it's not the end-all, be-all. Do I still think they're going to make the playoffs? Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? No. We're not right now. I'd bet against it. But I've seen crazier things happen. They're tied right now with the Cincinnati Reds, 70-69. The Mets, it's not like they're going to run away with it. The Mets are trying to lose these games. I know they won their last two against Detroit. They're 75-64, Joey. Crazier things have happened.
You know, I do want to say, you know, just tons of crazy things have happened. You never know. They might run out of games to be able to come back in this one. And you know what? They're going to have to look at their July and their August start.
They have
nothing
to blame but themselves.
Absolutely.
In that regard.
Absolutely. Yeah. But to me, it's bigger than that. And this is the kind of momentum I think you can carry over for next year and the year after. Because that trio, I'm talking about Chapman, Adamas, and Devers. Think about how we thought about all of them just a couple of weeks ago. We're pretty low on them. I mean, I was ready to blow it up.
We literally were talking about whether you should just move off these guys and get a bunch of prospects.
At least one of them.
Yes.
Like, I was considering all of that. And
yeah.
and now you look up and you have a galvanizing moment like you did last night. And I loved every minute of it. And to me, it was a signal to Giants fans, we care. And that's all we've asked for how many years in a row. We've had all these, you know, quiet, nice guys, you know, no pulse, platoony, replacement level players who have nice stories and are good people, but just don't show a lot of emotion. And then don't have the equity to get into it like that because they can ill afford to get suspended. So to have your top priced dogs all come together and show unity, about time. Like, I've been dying for that as a Giants
fan.
Well,
and I think that's where a lot of Giants fans are wondering this morning, and that's great that they're playing well. It's just, why did it take this long?
You know what? I don't know, but at least it's here.
No, it is
at least
here. But I think it's a fair question to ask. Is it because, and I know Steiny was making this point, like, is it because the pressure is kind of off now?
Maybe.
And they can just play with their no weight on their shoulders or anything like that?
Joe, let me ask you this. Not every year can be a playoff year for every team. Would
sure.
you agree?
Sure.
Do you believe that there can be positive momentum at the end of a year that does carry over for a clique of guys on the team?
Yes.
The core.
I believe that.
Think
yes.
about
we see it in the NFL all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to say Detroit ending the year of Green Bay that one year. Remember they won that huge
yes.
game down the stretch. They carried it over to the year that they ended up playing the Niners in the NFC Championship
yes.
game. Like they had finished the season on a great run the year prior. The Golden State Warriors finishing out the 2021 season, even though they lost in those play-ins.
Yes.
Okay. The final month and a half felt like playoff basketball. And a guy like Jordan Poole and Wiggins, those guys, they were galvanized. And Steph obviously had the bum butt, remember? I felt like they carried that momentum over into the start of that 2022 season.
Yeah. No, they absolutely did. And, you know, I don't really care that it took them this long. It's the fact that they are clicking now.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what that means for Bob Melvin and his future on this team, but the fact that they are playing well right now and they are rallying around their guy, and you do have players sticking up for Bob Melvin, like that says something, right? Like since, hey, Sam, maybe you can find this. Since the Elliot Ramos comments, what's the record of this team? Is it 500? Is that what they've basically been for the month
of
August?
They finished 14-14 in August.
In August.
Yes.
But remember,
they lost like 8 of 9, and
they
then
did.
They won 8 of 9. Now they're up at 9 of 10.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, since the Elliot Ramos comments kind of defending Bob, I think they are over 500. Not that it's going to be that many games over, but just speaks to this team right now. Everyone's stepping up. Dom Smith and Casey Schmidt coming in to fill in for Adamas and Chapman yesterday. And Schmidt, by the way, being another guy, one of those young guys that a lot of Giants fans probably wrote off, right? He's looked pretty good this season. I know that you look at the batting average.
Schmidt's
been amazing.
Awesome.
He's been awesome this season.
And he's done everything they've asked him. You want to play third? You want to play second? Can you play a little first? Go back to second?
Jung-Hoo Lee, another guy that's been playing great this season.
Quietly, he's figured it out.
Yeah.
He's figured it out quietly. Almost as quiet as The Valkyries win last night, being overshadowed by Devers, and the guys get in a fight? How about our Valkyries?
I mean,
are they going to be in?
They're going to be a playoff team.
You ready to say it?
They have a winning homestand already. They had a 5-game homestand before 2-game final road trip to end the season. They've already gotten 3. Let's get greedy. Let's get 2 more. Let's finish this thing against the Wings, who are not a very good team. Minnesota Lynx, they're going to be tough. Absolutely. And then you got the Storm and the Lynx again in Minnesota to wrap up the season. 4 more games to go, Joey. I'm feeling confident about the Valkyries.
And, you know, they're a team. I think it's a great example. They lost a player that was probably the best player on the team.
Caleb Thornton.
And they've galvanized around that person, and they've been energized by the passion of not just the fans, but the players on the court. Watch them play. They play with passion. I'm a big believer in someone on the team has got to play with some passion. Not everyone can treat this like a business. It's why I love George Kittle. It's why I love Fred Warner. You know, look, Patrick Willis went about it a certain way, and Justin Smith went about it a certain way.
Yes.
But you still need to have those passion players. You just do. And that's why Harbaugh, I'm going back to the Niners, that's why Harbaugh was so beloved for so long. As much as, like, Bill is one of the, I'm talking about Belichick, is one of the greatest coaches of all time. I do believe the Wolves are out to take a pick at his carcass because he never showed emotion. And there's something about these people who emote, who really truly show the passion. We love those players in sports. I'm not saying everyone needs to act that way. They're going to burn you at times. Draymond will burn you. You get too close to the sun, he will burn you.
Yes.
But gosh darn it, give me the passion. That's why I love sports.
And that's why the fans love you, Joe. It's all about the passion. By the way, I mentioned it. Dave Fleming joining us at 8:30, voice of the Giants, who was on the call yesterday in Colorado. And he's going to join us again, 8:30, voice of the Giants, our 95.7 The Game Giants Insider. And what's coming up with the game is brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. Did Rafi Devers officially become a San Francisco Giant yesterday? And Giants fans, has this team reeled you back in like it's reeled in Shasky, like it's reeled in Sam Lovin, like it's reeled in Carter Chickering in the back? Have the Giants reeled you back into this season? 888-957-9570. Plus, the Valkyries. Are they playoff bound? We'll discuss it on the other side. It's the Morning Roast, Spinotti and Chassie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
was out, they pulled me back in.
Huh? Oh, the laugh of a Polly Walnuts gets to me. Silvio Dante, the Sopranos, and the Giants. Just when you thought you were out, Giants fans, they pull you back in.
They do this to me all the time.
Devers.
I'm such a sucker.
Moonshot, first inning. John with Kyle Freeland, starting pitcher, for the Colorado Rockies yesterday. He gets ran because he's in his feelings. It's fine. I'd be in my feelings, too, if I was a Colorado Rocky.
Joe.
If I was a player or a fan, as they now have 100 losses on the season as the Giants get the win yesterday.
You're a golfer.
I am.
I'm a golfer. Carter's a golfer.
Golfing at Harding Park on Friday.
Matt Mahegan, the boss man, is a golfer.
Eh.
And you talk about getting reeled back in. Golf is so frustrating. But if you hit one good shot at the end of your round, one good chip.
That's all. Hey.
One good putt. It reels you back in and you want to play again.
We did a scramble a couple months ago. I forget what the name of the golf course was. It was for ATCO Pest Control. Out near like Sonoma. Not Sonoma.
Oh, it was the Bay Club one.
There you go.
Gosh, it's going to get
It's okay.
Me.
We'll figure it
it's
out.
Off 37.
I couldn't drive for anything. It was a scramble. You were crushing it and everything. But I had the putter that day.
You did.
That's the one thing I could lean on that day. Yeah. It's like, you know what? I was making some clutch putts for the guy. So I wasn't totally useless. And I felt good. Giants fans should be feeling good.
I remember the night that Bruce Bochy became the San Francisco Giants manager. It was against the Dodgers, and it was the double mound visit by Don Mattingly.
Oh,
and look, they went on to win the World Series. So it's a moment that gets immortalized. In the same way, like the 49ers the year prior, when they beat the New Orleans Saints, Arch Manning's New Orleans Saints, in front of about five people at Candlestick, when they were down 35-3 or whatever it was at halftime, and they mounted this huge comeback. And then years later, every player on that team said, you know, we drew from that comeback for a decade. Like that. And maybe that's a little hyperbolic because not everybody was on that team for a decade.
Right.
In fact, most of the rookies that would help you win the Super Bowl, like Eric Wright and Ronnie Lott, weren't even on the team that beat the New Orleans Saints the year prior. But I truly believe that moment last night for the Giants was a moment of unity where everyone came together. And I do think, like, forget just this year. I'm talking about big picture moving forward. That's the kind of moment that speaks to management and says, buy in on us. We are committed to toothing and clawing and fighting our way back to the top. And you need to add to this, not dismantle this. And you know what? I gave up on them. And I did it prematurely, and they reeled me back in.
And Giants fans, has this run, and did that, you know, moment yesterday when we're all calling it and we're saying it, Rafi Devers became a San Francisco Giant yesterday, did that reel you back into this season, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. And by the way, I love that you referenced the Don Mattingly consecutive mound visits, because I actually remember, strangely enough, that day, because I was watching that game. I was in New Jersey for some reason. Not for some reason, but it was because my cousin was getting married out there. And the game happened to be on. It was just a nationally televised game, I think. And it was in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And I just remember vividly, we were at a beach house and I was watching the game. And do you remember the pitcher?
It was Chad Billingsley or Jonathan Broxton.
Jonathan Broxton.
I know it was
right there.
One of the two Bs.
Jonathan Broxton right there. July 21st, 2010, 15
was
years
ago. Was
it
a Tuesday or a Thursday?
That's a July 20th. That's a great question. I don't know. I've got to look. Wednesday. There you go.
Wednesday. I knew it was middle of the week.
It was the middle of the week.
I was
middle
close.
Of the summer. It was really hot and humid in Point Pleasant, Jersey. You know who's hot and humid? Oscar in Stockton.
Oscar?
He wants to join the conversation. It's not Warriors season. I haven't heard from Oscar in a minute.
Some
dubs. Oscar, good morning. You're on the morning roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. What's going on with you guys, man?
I missed you, buddy. What's new?
Hey, I've been listening to you guys every day, man. Hey, look. Since it's baseball season, I kind of fell out a little bit. You know, my age kind of disappointed me. But I still watch. I just listen to you guys every day, man. You guys something else. Look, you guys can't give up on the Bay Area teams like that, Joe. You know, you got to hang in there. You got to now look at you guys. The Giants is coming back around. They're showing the Bay Area pride. First of all, my man is the manager. You gotta understand, that's the same way he managed the A's. And the A's play with nobodies. He comes to the playoffs every year. You gotta understand, he managed the Giants before. You already know how he get down. He's calm, but the players has to play, and that's what they're doing right now. So you guys gotta respect the Giants. And the Giants, if you don't know it or not, the Mets are slipping. The Giants could catch the Mets. They can catch it and get to that playoffs. So, I mean, just hang in there. And another thing, I want to talk about my Valkyries. The Valkyries is playing like the Warriors, man. And you know why? Because Joe Lacob, man. I keep on telling everybody, stop being on the Warriors. The Warriors got good ownership, and that's why the Valkyries are doing what they're doing. The number one value team in the WNBA. Mm. I've watched the WNBA, and I've been watching it. The number one value team. And also, we sell out. We don't sell out just because Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese. We sell out because we're the Bay Area, and we support the Valkyries. We already led in attendance. Sold out 18,000 every game. That's why every WNBA team love and hate to come play at the Golden State Warriors. I mean, the Golden State Valkyrie Arena. Because, go ahead.
No, Oscar, did you watch the end of the game? After they won the game, the crowd, and we have the audio. We're going to play it at some point.
It's insane.
The crowd was cheering like they won a championship. Do you have it right now, Carter? Oscar, listen to the crowd at Chase Center last night after a regular season victory. I'd never heard anything like it. Carter's pulling it up.
Pretty incredible. Oscar, that's Valhalla. Hey, Oscar, you been to a game this year?
I mean, that's a 15 seconds of just going crazy.
I'm going Saturday. Like I said, let's I got go. Daughters. I only got one son. He just went back to college. And my daughters live in Santa Rosa. Nice. She went to Sonoma State. She loves the Valkyries. Awesome. We going this Saturday. So, you know what I'm saying? I love the Valkyries. I love anything to do with the Golden State. What I want to say is with Joe Lacob, the number one owner in the NBA. Yeah, WNBA. You guys have a good day.
There you
man.
Go. It's I'm hard to argue. Oscar and Stockton right there. Hell, I'm sticking to American sports right now. I'm taking Joe Lacob over most people, right? Everyone right now. And how can you not be all on board with the Golden State Valkyries? In their inaugural season, they're going to be a playoff team. That's insane.
It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy as they take out the New York Liberty yesterday, the defending champs, 66-58. And after losing their all-star Caleb Thornton.
Yeah.
And then galvanized. Again, we were talking about the Giants win yesterday. When it made it more special for me yesterday, too. And listen, it's special. Like, it kind of was special. I actually don't hate that I'm using that word yesterday because you know what? That was the first time I've seen that team fight yesterday. Like, legitimately fight for each other. And I think that's what fans have been so frustrated about these last few months, Joe. It's like, where's the fight with this team? You're a diehard Giants fan. You came on these airwaves these last couple months say, I have more fight than this team right now.
Well, that's the
you wanted
that's
to see it from the manager. Yep. You wanted to see it from the star players. You wanted to see it from your homegrown guys that were making mistake after mistake after mistake, whether it was fielding, whether it was running, whether it was whatever. Situational hitting. They just couldn't do anything right. Runners in scoring position. It was just an avalanche of awfulness the last couple of months. And now they've stopped that. The snow is melting a little bit. You're seeing the trees grow. And it's been refreshing to watch.
No, it really has. And look, we're going to talk about the Giants all day today. And like, I know we'll get into the Niners at some point because they're coming up or whatever. can we just address, thank God for the Colorado Rockies. No, seriously. Thank you for waking up this sleeping dragon. I didn't even know that they had this in them. I really didn't.
Kyle Freeland, MVP of the Giants season, though, so far. There we go, bud.
I mean, the Rockies have been around since the early 90s. I remember, you know, when they first came around, Vinny Castilla and Dante Bichette and all them. And thank God for the Rockies. I just wanted to just say that. Like, this is why, and I'm joking around about relegating them. Ever. No, keep them in the NL West forever. As we talk about, like, realignment and
keep
baseball.
Them in the Giants division.
Find a way to keep the Rockies near the Giants for eternity.
They are legitimately the worst franchise in all of American sports.
Are they the Washington Generals?
They're off. They're god awful.
I'd can rather think be of one a... moment. The Matt Holliday slide.
There you go.
Can anyone else think of anything else?
I think Ubaldo Jimenez had a no hitter once.
He did. He's also the last guy to give up a home run to Barry Bonds. 762.
Look at that. Like that. That's all I know
you
about
like
the
that?
Colorado Rockies. I like their colors because it's very similar to the Golden State Valkyries.
Oh, I love
colors.
Their colors, but I mean, just like it's ridiculous.
Well, this is what I'll say about that. I'd rather be a Wizards fan. I'd rather be a Phoenix Suns fan. Right now.
You wouldn't
now.
Rather be a Charlotte Hornets fan.
No, their jerseys are cooler. I'd rather have LaMelo Ball on my team than Kyle Freeland. So yes, I'd rather be a Charlotte Hornets fan.
I think the Rockies have one more moment than the Hornets. What Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't even know. Yeah, you're right. The Hornets don't even have a moment.
They don't even have a moment. Like the Bobcats. Well, you're talking about the Bobcat Hornets, not the Hornets that moved to New Orleans.
Not the New Orleans Hornets that actually have like one A playoff
series.
Yeah,
that moved to New Orleans. Yeah, that's a different. I consider that a different team.
No, no, the Charlotte Hornets. Yeah. We're Charlotte in
Bobcats.
General. Bobcats, they're the worst. By the way, we are talking about the Golden State Valkyries, and we're going to continue on.
Not Jahlil. Was it Khalil Okafor? Which Okafor?
Jahlil Okafor.
Jahlil Okafor. Right. I always get him confused.
No, no, you think of Jahlil White, right? Who's that? Is that Urkel?
There's so many of them.
You're thinking of Okafor from UConn.
Yeah, who went there?
Yeah, that was Jahlil.
Him and Adam Morrison.
Okafor.
Jahlil was Duke.
God, so weird.
You know, Jahlil was, Duke University.
Okay, now we're all confused.
We're all confused. It's okay. You know what? I'm not confused about the Golden State Valkyries right now because it's time for the Golden State Valkyries strongest player of the game. Woo! Brought to you by El Camino Health, our strength, your health. And the Valkyries knocked out the Liberty 66-58 yesterday, holding the defending champs to a season low in points. Kate Martin was money off the bench, scoring 11 points.
Told you,
and going 3-6. From beyond the arc, including this one in the second quarter.
Burton was double teamed. They get to Martin, another three. It's in! Oh, Kate! Money Martin is feeling it in the first half.
That sound was courtesy of 95.7 The Game, as you can find every single Golden State Valkyries highlight on 95.7 The Game, because we broadcast all their games also via the Odyssey app. Just click on the Valkyries tab there. That was the strongest player in the game, brought to you by El Camino Health. Our strength, your health, as the Valkyries get it done again. They've won four in a row. They officially have a winning homestand here. Two more to wrap it up. So Oscar and Stockton's going to be there Saturday. And then we'll be talking playoffs potentially next week, Joseph. Are you ready? Do you feel that?
I do feel that. And I also feel foolish because it's a Mecca Okafor.
Oh, a Mecca. Oh, yeah, that's different.
There's so many.
Are they related?
Of them. We got to get the Joe Horn drops.
There's so many of them. I can't give you the exact name. Jahlil Okafor, one of the biggest busts that no one talks about, by the way. Was that a trust the process pick, third overall to the Sixers? Sam Hinkie. I always like Sam Hinkie.
Well, Emeka Okafor, we thought was going to, he's the next Elton Brand.
Oh, God.
And Elton Brand, flamed out. I wanted the Warriors to get him so bad, so disappointed he didn't come to us.
888-957-9570.
You guys were too young. You don't remember. Elton Brand was the man.
Of course I remember, dude.
I want to hear from the starting.
Double.
I want to hear from the starting pitchers yesterday. Logan Webb doesn't really speak a lot, Joe. Wait till you hear what he had to say about one Kyle Freeland who
Logan
got ejected.
Webb said something?
He said something yesterday.
Okay.
Not only did he say it yesterday, but he also talked to Sam Lubman on the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Check that out. That's on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thank you guys, Sasky, and I listen to you guys every single morning on the way to work. You guys make my morning drive way better.
You know what makes my morning drive way better?
Me?
Listen to Robbie Devers and Dave Fleming's call. Can I get it again, Carter? Do we have it? Like, give me the lay of the land. Dave Fleming, he's going to be joining us at 8:30, by the way, because I truly believe in yesterday's win, in a September 2nd win to get a game over 500 on a season that's been mostly down. It's been kind of mediocre for the most part. I mean, they're only a game over. But I truly believe yesterday, Rafi Devers became a San Francisco Giant. And do you agree, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. And has this recent stretch reeled you back in? I know we played the Silvio Dante cut, who's making fun of Michael Corleone. Just when I thought it was out, they pulled me back in. Are you back in on the Giants? 888-957-9570. Here's how it sounded.
Final yesterday. Wild card spot. Devers skies one to right. Way up there. And gone! Another one for Rafi Devers. And Kyle Freeland, the benches are clearing. Devers is trying to round the bases. Freeland was unhappy, and now we got punches being thrown. Oh, my goodness.
Is that the quickest, Joe, like you've seen benches clear in a game?
No, because the Klay Thompson situation was,
that's true.
Like 5 seconds into the game?
That's true.
Like the only thing I can think of that comes close.
Great comp. That's the only.
Am I wrong?
Baseball. Keep a baseball.
Okay,
straight.
Baseball is about as close as I can think of. But, like, here's the problem with baseball. You know, some of these unwritten rules are so archaic and outdated. The game is about, like, staring at home runs and getting to second base and bow and arrowing into the dugout and saluting and, you know, shaking and doing all these crazy things. I mean, I saw a college kid snort the baseline earlier this year. That might be a little, you know, extreme.
Yeah, Michigan.
But, like, Kyle Freeland, dude, it's not 1994. It's not 1904. It's 2025. Have you not watched the sport? Did you watch the home run derby?
Do you know what year he was born? He's born in 93. He's the same age as me. He's 32.
Well,
I don't understand this whole rationale showing people up. Dude, you're not 50.
He didn't even show him up.
He literally just hit a home run.
He hit a home run and was watching to see if it went fair or foul as was holding the bat as he's going down the line. Didn't even look at Freeland. And then, like, the other element of this is, you know, I've seen Roger Clemens fire a bat at Mike Piazza and not get ejected from a game. And you're ejecting Chapman and Adames for a couple shoves, a couple pushes. I mean, baseball, just give me a break.
So we were talking about Rafi Devers becoming a Giant yesterday, and whether you agree with that or not, 888-957-9570. Then you said, hey, not just Devers, Willie Adames.
Yeah, Willie Adames.
He showed some fight yesterday when I thought he was the one that was actually going to throw some punches and get out there. And I know Dave Fleming on the call said that. And then you saw him squaring up, ready to go multiple times. But he gets ejected. Matt Chapman is the first one to run in there and shove Kyle Freeland and say, hey, back off, bro. And it sounds like the Giants players have been waiting for Freeland to do something like this for a long time. Because check out what Logan Webb, the actual starting pitcher that actually pitched in the game for more than 0.0 innings, 5 innings yesterday, 7 hits, 2 earned runs given up yesterday. But
Kyle Freeland threw 8 pitches.
Eight pitches. Logan Webb, talking about him.
Surprised it hasn't happened before with that guy. So just kind of runs his mouth a lot of times. Rafi got him good. So
for Logan Webb to say that,
that is
incendiary levels. That is
he
like,
runs his mouth is what he said.
One more time.
Did I hear that correctly?
One more time. Logan Webb, the guy that is the quiet storm, if you will, who doesn't say all, he's not a controversial figure at all.
At all.
He doesn't go, he is not a hot take guy. This is what he had to say about the opposing pitcher yesterday for the Colorado Rockies, Kyle Freeland.
Surprised it hasn't happened before with that guy. So just kind of runs his mouth a lot of times. And Rafi got him good. So
Rafi got him good. I love that, too. You know, he loved
wow.
it. The entire Giants dugout loved it. I know Bob Melvin's secretly loving it. Not that his guys got ejected. I'm sure he's pissed off about that.
I didn't see Bob. Did Bob sprint out?
He was out there. No, he was out there controlling,
wow.
I think, Devers. He was holding on to Devers.
You know,
like,
they're fired up when Bob's showing a pulse.
Well, my favorite part was when Bob and Devers was talking. I think Phil Cuzzi or one of the umpires and one of the crew. And they're like, Bob was making sure. He's like, yeah, he can still run the bases after this, right? He's not getting ejected. Okay. Just like, well, he's making sure everything's okay. Because he came back out to run the bases, which was my favorite part.
Easily the best part was, yeah, the home run shot with no one on the bases. Well, oh, so great.
Michael Morse did that years ago as a Nat, where he had to do a fake swing and then run around the bases. But I remember one year, I don't know if someone got hurt or ejected, Emmanuel Burris.
That's right. What happened was Benji hit the home run, but it didn't go out clearly, so they had to review it. But Bochy lifted Benji for a pinch runner.
That's what it was.
Because they thought it was a base hit. They review it. Oh, it's actually a home run. But since they announced the pinch runner, Manny Burris had to finish the home run for Benji.
The original ghost runner was back then for Emmanuel Burris.
Unbelievable. Like, to be honest with you, though, I'm watching the highlight. There's about a 10, 15 minute, like, pause in action.
That's about right.
And I'm calling back and forth, and my phone's ringing, and everything's going crazy. And I've seen, and I mean this sincerely, I have seen situations in youth baseball where there may be a runner on second or a runner on third, and there's less than two outs, and a guy gets a base hit, and he doesn't run all the way to first base. And the guy comes around and scores, and the team celebrates. And because the kid never touched first base, there's still a force out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, so I've seen things happen, and I'm thinking, well, are they going to eject Rafi while he's running the bases and then say, oh, he never touched home, hence it's not a home run, it's actually an out? I didn't know how they were going to adjudicate it, because let's call it what it is. Like, sometimes they get it way wrong.
I think as soon as the bench is clear, and they did this correctly, as soon as benches start clearing, that's like, it's like a dead ball. It's like a timeout on the field almost. Like, and I know there's no timeout.
Like a dead ball situation.
Exactly. It's dead ball.
Ball.
It's like,
yeah.
We're picking this up where we left off. We'll let Devers finish his home run trot. But as soon as benches start clearing and these guys are going at each other, we're just going to call it dead right there. I think ejecting, you know, Chapman and Adames is kind of weak in regards to that. I understand why they did it. It just felt like it was pretty weak sauce, because it was Freeland that was starting that thing. To set the tone that was weak sauce from the Colorado Rockies, a team that has now lost 100 games on the season. Like, that's when you need to have some nuance. If you're Phil Cuzzi, and if you're the crew chief of whoever it was yesterday, you need to have some nuance in this thing. It's like, no. This guy was looking to get ejected early on. I'm sorry. I could buy if it was the fourth or fifth inning, you've thrown 80, 90 pitches, and you're struggling, and I get it. You've sucked this year.
Yep.
You have three wins. I get it. You're the ace on a bad team. I don't even know if he's considered the ace, but who cares? There's no ace on a bad team like that. Like, I would understand that at least. But the fact that it was the second batter, like, really? Really? Like, that's where I have no problem with Chapman and Adames checking this dude. Because that is Bush League.
Well,
that
he
is.
Walked at him like he was, and he kept jarring at him. And you see, Devers is the one, by the way, who gets stopped by the umpire before Freeland does.
Yes.
Because the first base umpire is closer in proximity to Devers and is trying to separate Devers. Devers wasn't the one initiating action, conversation, or movement. It was Freeland.
He was responding.
100%. Yeah. And I thought Freeland was just a total punk in the entire situation. And again, look, these pitchers, they throw at everyone. Like, I understand there is going to be an element of, hey, a guy runs his mouth, you're able to throw up and in. Like, there is a checks and balances that I believe in when it comes to Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
There are some elements of that. In this situation, I don't understand why Freeland's mad. If you are that pissed, you have one of two options. Number one, take it out on the next guy or the next at-bat for Devers. Or number two, how about you don't serve up the home run? How about that?
That's literally it. And then that's where we're healing as a society, I truly believe, because I like to go to, and it's not the bastion of knowledge, social media when it comes to this thing, because all the clips I saw, and a lot of Rockies fans too, if you ever met one, and by the way, if you are a Colorado Rockies fan, I'd love to hear from you today, 888-957-9570, if any of you are out there. But, you know, I saw multiple comments saying, yeah, don't give up the home run. Don't give up the home run. Just, it's as simple. Just be better. And I think that's where we are at as a society now, that the Kyle Freelands of the world. And listen, I know Giants fans feel some type of way because Bumgarner was like this at times.
But let's call it what it is with Bumgarner. The act war thing.
Yes.
And I think we all felt the same way. Wow, you're a legend. I'm not feeling this. No. Yeah, Max.
I got tired of defending it.
I did too. Like, it was one thing when it was Puig and it was the heart of the rivalry. It was also 12, 13 years ago with Puig. Like, yeah. It was. That's how
it was a long time ago.
And so, you know, our entire norms of how the game is played baseball-wise has shifted. By the time 2019 came around and Max Muncy did that, I was like, no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.